Let us pray. Living God, grant us grace to take to heart the comfort and challenge of your living word by your Holy Spirit. Amen. Part of our human design and desire is to remember and to be remembered. But if we are honest, we know we are not always good at remembering. In our human weakness and with our fallible memory, we tend to forget. Memories can fade over time. They need to be rekindled time and again. We need prompting. And perhaps autumn is such a time of remembrance. Our acts of remembrance are personal and communal. And the sense of togetherness and fellowship enriches our remembrance. When our church here celebrates the 50th anniversary of this building next year, I'm sure there will be times of communal remembrance and thanksgiving. So it has always been. Even going back to Bible times. And in my message tonight, I want to remind us of three important lessons about remembrance from the story of God's people, who by God's power and deliverance safely crossed over the River Jordan into the Promised Land. We will tonight let their story about the setting up of 12 memorial stones speak to our own story of remembrance. And the first point is this. Their memorial was a sign of the divine presence. God did not abandon his people in that moment of crisis. Out of his great love, God held back the waters for his people to pass through safely. God made a way where there was no way. They were not overwhelmed by the waters. And such miraculous divine intervention could not go unnoticed or unremembered by God's people. So when the last pair of muddied feet stepped safely out of the River Jordan onto the Promised Land, the Lord gave this command to Joshua. Take 12 stones from here, out of the middle of the Jordan, from the place where the priest's feet stood. Carry them over with you and lay them down in the place where you camp tonight. In effect, God was saying, go back. Go back and collect 12 stones from the riverbed. Those stones that you have walked over, this pavement of your past, is going to come with you tonight. In the same way that a caterpillar track picks up its roadway and lays it down in front, so the memorial of 12 stones would remind the people of God where they had come from and where they were going. And the memorial would remind them that it was God who had made it possible, that he had been with them and he would stay with them on their onward journey. And using our imagination, we could picture the 12 tribes of Israel with those 12 stones laid around the campfire as they celebrated that night. This memorial was a sign of the divine presence that carried them safely over. What does this say to us today? Well, for Christians, the River Jordan is a symbol, a metaphor of the river of death and pain that is crossed by all. In truth, it is a narrow stream of death. And by God's love and amazing grace, God will bear us and our loved ones safely over. This is our eternal comfort. This is our strong hope for today and tomorrow. Christ's empty cross and his empty tomb show that he went through the deep waters of death himself and has held them at bay and until all his children are safely over. Charles Wesley pondered this truth when he wrote these words: "Part of his host have crossed the flood, and part are crossing now. Come, Lord of hosts, the waves divide, and land us all in heaven." Wonderful words. Land us all in heaven. This week was All Saints' Day. We do not honour those only of exceptional faith or virtue. The ones whose names we have heard of. No, the saints we honour are the vast multitude of believers. Today, in the season of remembrance, we go back. We remember those who have crossed over from death to life. In our loss, in our remembrance, some of us go back a long way. Others have less far to travel in their memories. The loss is new. And sometimes we have an ongoing living loss to manage. But as we look back, let each and every one of us pick up from that riverbed of death and pain a memorial stone of thanksgiving. That in the middle of the mud and the mess, we can say, God was there. God was there with us. Is with us now. And will be with us to the end of the age. In unexpected ways, in unexpected places, God is there. So their memorial was a sign of the divine presence. And secondly, I want to say how their memorial was to be carried. Joshua instructed the 12, "Each of you take up a stone on his shoulder." This tells me that their memorial was movable and manageable. It could be carried. And isn't it true that in a similar way, we also carry the memorial of our loved ones who have died. I wonder, what are the equivalent today of those memorial stones? It might be a grave to visit, or an urn, a garden of remembrance, or a special place where we feel close to our loved one. Or it might be an empty chair. And we remember them today, maybe with a lighted candle, a roll call of names. Perhaps we carry a photograph or have a film of our loved one. And in this season, of course, the poppy is a symbol of remembrance, for flowers too can remind us. All of these help us to commemorate our loved ones. And tonight, bread and wine stand as a memorial to our Lord Jesus. But not just looking back, but also a living presence. He is crucified and risen. So there are different kinds of memorial stones today. We carry our memories with us. Like the 12 in the story, we shoulder them. And I want to say that those memories should not be a burden. They should not weigh us down. God never intended a memorial stone to become a millstone. They should be movable and manageable for us. It's what our loved ones would want for us. So with the 12 in the Bible story, let us lay them down in this place where we camp tonight. And with them, let us rejoice in their memory. Their memorial was to be carried. And thirdly and finally, to say how their memorial was to be for all time. For all time. Joshua explained the reason for the memorial stones. When your children ask in time to come, what do these stones mean to you? Then you shall tell them. And in a footnote to the story, as Keith said, they are there to this day. A memorial is for all time. We must tell the next generation. A memorial is for all time. We pass them on. That was very much the theme of my last service here in the beginning of October. Timothy's spiritual ancestry, how it was passed on. As we have received, so we pass on to the next generation. And sometimes it's a warning, as with the poppy, learning the lessons of war, that they may not be repeated. It's our duty and our privilege. So we pass them on, and that means that a memorial stone does not only mark our past, but is a signpost to our future. God is our deliverer, and he will be the deliverer of the next generation and the next. He will be their Saviour as he is our Saviour, for our children, for our children's children. A memorial is for all time. It can only be as we pass on the meaning, pass on the memory, pass on our story to the next generation. So we thank God for his acts of deliverance, his word to us this evening. In summary, firstly, their memorial was a sign of the divine presence. God is with us always. Secondly, their memorial was to be carried. We carry ours tonight, but as a tribute, not as a burden. And thirdly, their memorial was for all time. We shall pass them on for the glory of God. Amen.